parents aren't among the complainers. But at supper that night, when I mention that the Secret Santa game has been canceled, the relieved look on their faces makes me suspect they also spoke to the principal. There are enough secrets, Mommy stops while Lorena brings in the flan dessert and clears the dinner plates. Enough secrets in the world already, Mommy says, as if she herself isn't always asking us to add to that amount. In class, Mrs. Brown tries explaining how an embargo works. Sometimes a group of countries disapproves of what another country is doing, and they refuse to trade or do business with that country until the situation improves. As you know, Mrs. Brown is saying, the United States has now joined the embargo. Oscar turns and gives Nancy and Amy an "I told you so" nod. A dozen hands go up. Lots of the American students have questions. Is it okay for them to be in a country that is being embargoed? Are they behind enemy lines? Will they be taken prisoner? Mrs. Brown shakes her head and laughs. Heavens no, she reassures them. It's not like that at all. Countries can disagree, but life goes on. The United States wants to be friends with this country. How many of you have a teenage brother or sister? Lots of hands go up. You know how your parents will sometimes ground your brother or sister? It's not because they don't love him or her, now is it? It's because they're concerned and want to make him or her a better person. The more I think about it, an embargo sounds an awful lot like the punishment chair at home whenever we misbehave.